punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. What a gorgeous day we have going on right now. Currently, here at Elk City at the Mezzanette, it is 72 degrees with southwest winds at 13 with gusts up to 18. We show that in Elk City, Mezzanette had a little over 110 one-thousandths overnight, which is 1100 for the normal person, not according to the Roger Mills Rain Gauge Association up there. Anyway, 63% humidity. Let's check out what's happening over our whole listening area. It just looks, it's gorgeous. A little bit of wind out there, but actually Hollis usually is the hot spot, but they're the cool spot in the whole state right now. At not in the whole state, but close, 69 degrees, 70 at Cheyenne, 72 at Arnett, 76 at Woodward, 74 at Buffalo, and 73 at Slapout, 71 at Perryton, Texas, and Shamrock, you're coming in at a whopping 70 degrees too. What a great weekend. I don't know that everybody got rain, but I think pretty much got some anyway. It was pretty good. Let me check over here to my radar scope. I think I like it a little better. North of I-40 between Shamrock and Hammond and Pack Saddle and Leedy and over by Custer City, it looks like they got anywhere from an inch to some spots, inch and a half. I know I had, according to my farm logs email, and which they're pretty accurate. I'm surprised how accurate they are. I had 99 hundredths altogether on the east side of the river, and had 9/10 on the west side of the river where we live. Lady texting this morning while I was doing the Exploring Energy show, a gentleman texted in from Mangum. They got 1.1 there. We got 6/10, 7/10 down at Granite where my corn's at. So anyway, it was pretty good rain. Text line's open if you guys want to share what, how much rain you got. 580-225-9697. You guys up north, don't be bashful up there in northwestern Oklahoma. Text in and tell us what you guys got up there. Don't be shy. Let's see, what else is there? It was just good rain. Nice, quiet, chilly. You know, it wasn't cold, but it was chilly. But anyway, it was a great. The Mezzanette just changed. Now the hot spot in Oklahoma is actually Sealing at 77. Had a pretty uneventful weekend. I know you guys are waiting for me to talk about my Sooners. Yep. I just did. No, I'm just kidding. Man, this is a rebuild year for them, but it's going to be quite a rebuild year. They got whooped up on Texas pretty bad, but it's all right. We got the Oklahoma State game with Texas Tech was good. K-State game was good. The Alabama game with A&M was really good Saturday night. We went to eat at Shamrock at the Metropole Saloon and Restaurant. I highly recommend it. They had great service. The drinks were cold, and steaks were good. The hors d'oeuvres were good. Salad was good. I highly recommend if you guys want to take a road trip to head on over to the Metropole. Friday, after I got off work here, I put the wheels in motion and went to Hobart to pick up some wheat seed for me and my neighbor. It's that time, finally got it and went down to South Hobart there, about a mile straight south of the Sonic, to Null Seed Company. Met some wonderful people down there, loaded me up, and was out of there pretty quick, except for somebody checked everything on the trailer and the pickups, but forgot to check the air on the tires on the trailer. They were all had 40 pounds on them, but air compressor on the back of this farm boy's truck. We got them aired up on the route, and I got home back to the barn to get it in the barn just in time. It started raining. It was great timing on my part. Probably would have got back a little bit earlier, but I had to stop at the cornfield. Hey, Granite, check on the corn. It's in the dent stage. It's in the dry down stage now. It's done. It looks great. I'm excited about harvest. It'll probably be 3-4 weeks before it's ready, but I'm excited. Lots of people digging peanuts now. It's that time of the year. I'm sure they're in this rain we got over the weekend helped most of them. They didn't have to water again to dig peanuts. And so that is officially, that ball game is underway. I already got some hay to bale, and I'll be helping Chad and Gary down south Carter. I'll be helping them with the harvest. No telling what they'll have me doing this year, but it is all good. It's fun. I love the peanut harvest. What else is going on? Let me see. Oh, so Sunday, yesterday, I got up, went to check the, Dr. Mouse called me, told me my cow I had there that she was treating for infection was ready for pickup. So went over to Elk City, checked the 3 heifers that I got left calving there. Everything's good. Hooked onto the trailer, went and get the cow. All I can tell you about number 2017 cow with the orange OSU tag on. One more little episode like that she gives me, she's going to the sale barn. We thought Thursday when she was acting it up, it was just kind of from the fever. But now, you know, she got me up on the fence yesterday. We'll see how maybe getting her back with the cows calms her down or not. But one more look from that girl, and she's headed to the sale barn. That's all I can tell you. There's too many cattle in this world to have one like that. I don't know. She's always been a good cow, but I don't know. Something's changed anyway. Then after that, I went down to Granite on a project that took me about almost 3 hours. I didn't want to drive through the corn to the middle tire on the pivot to get the wheel off. The tire had come off the wheel while I was watering. So I made a couple trips in there carrying the stuff I needed. Got it jacked up. Tire was in a bind underneath the pivot axle. The wheel got it off easily, but getting that tire out from being jammed up under that deal was something else. Got the wheel carried out. I'm going to let you know I left my tools out there. I didn't want to go back in there and get them tools. It was hot. And one of my friends says, why don't you just carry it down the row? Well, that's where the pivot is. It's in the crossroad section. So I had to carry that heavy wheel all the way through every 30-inch row of corn for, I don't know, however far. I'm glad it ain't a full pivot, but got the wheel out, dropped it off to get a new tire installed this morning, and we get that going on. And I'm not carrying that tire out of that corn, so I told Daryl, who'll be combining the from Hobart, that'll be combining the corn for me. I told him I was going to take a come along in there and pull that tire up on the tower there, and when we get through, that way we can move the pivot when we need to. But when it's done, I'll let it down. Then I'll throw it up on a pickup. Those pivot tires are pretty heavy. And I went down to, after I got that done, well, some dummy forgot his boards for the jack. So luckily, I know people who know people who know people in Granite. Called my buddy Bobby Camphouse. Got the body shop there in Granite. He found me some boards. I'm just going to let you know, Bobby, I didn't want to call you. The first board you loaned me, the one by, it kind of took a crater under the weight of the pivot, so your 4x4s are underneath it now. Just FYI. Stop back by my place at West of Willow, right north of Jester Road, and got check the cows. They're all doing good. I've decided it's time to get rid of the calves. They're looking good, and give the moms a break for three months or so before they have another one. Then I went and checked my sons there on Peanut Blacktop Road. Everything's good there. actually had extra cows and calves, which is a blessing. But I already found the landowner, or the actual owners of the cattle, so they know they're there. So when I get them up, get them out. So that was the adventure of yesterday. It wasn't too bad. But let's see, we got somebody coming in. Camargo got 0 inches. Man, I hate to hear that. Anyway, sorry you didn't get any. It's the way it's been all summer. Just not everybody's getting any. Okay, I'm going to take a little extra time here, and I think I'm looking here. Yes. This gentleman called in to Tradio, but I was going to let you guys know that somebody here around Elk City, it's 821 number, is going to be cutting some love grass this week, and he should about have 100 large bales, round bales for sale. So if you're interested, $65 per bale. If the weeds are sprayed, but it was not fertilized, okay? $65 a bale is pretty good. Even if it's love grass, it doesn't matter. Get that. I'll have your number. If you don't hear me, if you don't get it wrote down, just text me here at 580-225-9697. His number to call is 580-821-0609. Darren, as I call him. He got a half inch at Merrittville, and that's right here south of Elk City and back to the west by the Merritt School. Half inch there. Thanks, sir. Also, a gentleman, Tanner, his buddy, hunting buddy, over in right across the state line in Arkansas. I know a lot of guys are looking for hay, so listen up. I'm going to be announcing hay on and off this week. He's got 1,200 bales of drought-out soybeans, 30% volunteer grass, 60% beans. And they were in the pod stage. They're 4x5, 1,000-pound bales, $65 a bale. I'm going to say they're probably pretty high in protein. They're right there at Conway. This is not a brokerage deal at all. This is a hunting friend of his. You want to find out more about it? Call Tanner at 580-729-0156. He can help arrange with trucking and loading also, and unloading. He's from out here. He knows people who knows people. So, anyway, there we go. There's two sets of round bales that are for sale. One's weed sprayed, love grass, $65 a bale. That's better than some of this $125, $150 bale other stuff I've been seeing. So 821-0609. And then 1,200 bales of 30% volunteer grass. And I'm going to wager a bet that that's probably crabgrass, which is still good. 60% beans were in the pod stage, 4x5 bales, 1,000 pounds, $65 a bale. Anyway, FSA is helping out with trucking up to a certain percent. Might be a year you have to go off somewhere and get some hay. Anybody else got some hay they want to sell or looking for hay, let me know. 580-225-9697. The cow is, got one text. The cow is upset that you have an Okie State tag on her. She act normal with a red tag on her. Well, she actually didn't have a red tag on her before the orange one. She had a white tag. Or what was it? No, it was yellow tag. She had a yellow tag on there. So, anyway, yeah, you're probably right. So, anyway, well, when we come back, I'll have some stuff on the stock market or for the grains. Not much going on today, being Columbus Day and Wednesday. Don't want to miss that show. Please listen in, because the Conservation Department's Oklahoma Conservation Commission has issued some money out, and I'm going to have Cassandra Usher from the North Fork Conservation District out of Sayre in here Wednesday to talk about the money and how you apply for it and what's available, your max and your minimum. I'll cover what Governor Stitt did with it last week. So she'll be in here Wednesday. And then if you're an outdoorsman and you like bird hunting, Thursday, I'm going to have George DaCosta from Idaho in here. He is a one of the, I know in the United States, I wanted to say world, but in the United States, he's one of the best bird dog trainers in the world. He's simple. He's fun. He's hunted down here with me. He loves Pack Saddle area. He loves staying down there at Quartz Mountain State Park in his trailer and stuff. But he's actually the author of the number one selling bird dog hunting manuals books on Amazon right now. And Tips and Tales is the name of that book. He's going to be on here Thursday, and I'm going to have a special guest. And right now we're trying to schedule the date. I don't know whether it be tomorrow or Friday, but the Medal of Honor recipient, Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, is going to be on the show with me one of those 2 days, whichever we get scheduled. He is actually going to be in Oklahoma next week, especially next Friday. I mean, it doesn't sound like much to you guys, but you're a Medal of Honor. If you're a Medal of Honor recipient, you're bad to the bone kind of guy. And he'll be here in Merritt. He'll probably be on the early morning show with Sean and Butch that morning. And I think U.S. Representative Stephanie Bice is going to come on with him. She is a representative from Oklahoma. And she's also a member of the Armed Forces Committee. And she's big time about veterans, especially veterans from Oklahoma. They'll be on. And then I think Merritt football team's got a game that night, and I think he's going to be in the booth to help call part of that game. And then for all you OSU enthusiasts, he is going to be in Stillwater that Saturday to be honored before or at halftime during the Oklahoma State football game. So a lot going on, and you know Western Oklahoma, we love our veterans, and it's going to be pretty cool to have him on. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Have you been working at your job for 20 or maybe even 30 or more years? If you have, then you're probably tired of watching your 401k and any IRAs you have go down in value. Hello, I'm Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton. You've worked hard for your money, so why not protect a portion of it? The uncertainties brought on by inflation and the war in Ukraine could potentially keep the stock market volatility around for a while. With our retirement income plan, we can show you how to protect your hard-earned money. Investing for growth is only part of the picture. Our retirement GPS is an income plan you and your family can look at and reference in the future. It's hard to go to a place you've never been without your GPS, and retirement is no different. Call Brian or Briley Baca today at 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com, and schedule your complimentary visit and get your retirement GPS.
Speech deprivation is like an accent. If you and your wife moved to Maine and lived there for 5 years and came back and visited everybody, you'd sound like a New Yorker, you know, someone from Boston, because the brain communicates like it hears. If you go long enough without the ability to separate M's and N's, S's and F's, T's and V's, B's and T's, you're going to get amplified garble until you relearn the differences. Phonetic regression is not a loss of intelligence. It's not a loss of ABCs. It's when the brain loses the ability to separate letters that sound alike. My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd. The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Temperature's about the same. We've actually come up about 2 degrees here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here in our studio. It's 70.7%, 66% humidity, and actually the wind's showing up now on this one, 10.7 miles an hour here in Elk City, but we're hit out by big buildings. We got, guess what's coming up this weekend? The youth gun season, October 14th through the 16th. Get your kids all ready and prepared. Hope you got their hunter safety all done and stuff, but check your regulations. Got any questions, you can always call your local game warden, because they're the best information, because they're the ones that'll write you the tickets if you don't read the regulations. How's that? Anyway, okay, ain't good for Cimarron County. I know some of you guys are living up there, but there is new rules for Cimarron County hunters. A white-tailed deer carcass recently recovered about 2.5 miles south of Cimarron County border in western Oklahoma, or in the panhandle, has tested positive for CWD, chronic wasting disease, and it's not good. Hate it, man. I mean, a lot of other states got them, but I didn't want to see it coming in Oklahoma, but all kind of felt like it was coming, so we got to do our best here. Though it's right there, it's in Texas, but it's not inside our state, but it's right there across the border. Due to the proximity of its finding to Oklahoma, the Wildlife Department has begun implementing their CWD response plan, jointly produced with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. The emergency rules have been enacted. A selective surveillance area has been established that includes the area south of US 412 from Boise City to New Mexico state line, and south of 287 from Boise City to the Texas state line. Pending approval from the governor, new rules have been established for this area. Hunters who harvest deer or elk within the boundaries of this SSA must process those animals before leaving that area. The following items are the only parts allowed outside this SSA: antlers detached from the skull plate and antlers attached to a clean skull plate or clean skulls. All tissue has to be removed. Animal quarters containing no spinal materials or meat with parts of the spinal column removed. Cleaned teeth, finished taxidermy products, hides or tan products. It is important to note in this area of the state that CWD does not affect pronghorn, antelope, or livestock. Transmission of CWD from humans has never been documented. These new rules are in addition to already established regulations regarding the importance of these carcasses and carcasses parts in the state. The restrictions states that no one shall import, transport, or possess any part of that carcass or part of that cervix carcass from outside Oklahoma boundaries, except for antlers or antlers attached to clean skull plate or clean skulls. That means all tissue removed. Animal quarters, the whole nine yards is what I said. Clean teeth, in other words, you got to brush your teeth. Anyway, volunteering testing will be available soon. Hunters and landowners in SSA are encouraged to volunteer their deer or elk heads to be tested. Currently, the Wildlife Department is working to provide hunters and landowners with a freezer located at a public drop-off site. The location of the freezer and more details regarding volunteering testing will be made available at wildlifedepartment.com. Anyway, keep an eye on that. If you kill something up in there, shoot something, harvest something, just go ahead and get it tested. Don't spread it. So it'd be really awesome if you did. All right? So volunteer or not, just get her done. We don't need that all over the place. So, well, let's check out some of the grain markets real quick. Well, no, let's not. I'm running behind. I'll check the grain markets when I get back, and I'll have the Northwestern Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma Panhandle forecast coming up for you here in just a minute.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
The one thing that I love more than anything is when I have a patient in the chair and they're like, wow, nobody has ever told me that before. It's just taking the time to explain things. I am the biggest dental nerd you'll ever meet because I love going to classes, so I'm always focused and dedicated to continuing education. I do all your general dentistry stuff. I also do implants. I do ortho, and I've just had lots of patients like, wow, nobody has ever told me this before. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS. Where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank. Somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So 73 degrees at Woodward, Oklahoma. The winds are out of the southwest with gusts up to 21 miles an hour, and the humidity is 50%. Today, Columbus Day, 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of rain before midnight and a 20% afterwards, and 57 for low. Tomorrow, 82, sunny. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday, 75, Thursday, 74, and Friday, 81. So you got a chance of rain today, tonight, in the morning, and tomorrow night. After that, the chances go away. And okay, let's see what we had going on here. I got all kind. Oh, FYI, if your travels are south of Sayre, going towards Willow, or south of Eric, keep your eye out. Big old giant bald eagle was spotted. So I love seeing them things. They're beautiful animals out in that area. And that, so just keep your eye out. See a big brown bird with a white head on it? Probably not a buzzard. So I'm gonna, odds will have it, it's a bald eagle. They're beautiful animals. All right, let's check out some markets. And I want to tell you right now, the grains are in the green, livestock are in the red, oil's in the red, natural gas is in the red, stock market's in the red. Just not a good day on the, not a good day Monday. I didn't even know they were open in stock market, but I guess they are. Anyway, corn for December, $6.96, March, $7.02, May, $7.02, July, $6.96, soybeans, November, $13.74 a bushel. January, $13.85, March, $13.95, May, $14.02, and July, $14.06. Soybean meal, October, $407.30 a short ton. December is $405.10, January, $401.30. Soybean oil for October, $70.08. December, $66.08. January, $64.23, hard red wheat, winter wheat, I call it. December, $10.22, it's up 54 today. March is $10.18, oats is even up, but they're still below $4. December is $3.91, March is $3.95, they're up about 13 each. Cotton is actually in the green today, still hanging down there in the mid to lower 80s. December is 84 cents a pound, and March is 82 cents a pound. Sugar's looking pretty good, almost 19 cents a pound for March. I think that's when Bill Dance told me they harvest sugar. They get four cuttings between now and March. Don't believe that. Google it yourself, find out, whatever, because I think he made that up. Just like he made up, he grows sugarcane under a pivot at Delhi. Crude oil is down, not much, but it's 92.17, and natural gas is down below 7, and for November is at $6.54. Let's see what the cash grain markets are looking like, or cash prices are looking like at the elevators in Texas and Oklahoma. Here's the average for both states. Hard red winter wheat, $9.73. It's up over a half a buck today. Corn is $7.96, Milo $7.31, and soybeans are $13.48. As we was talking about earlier, the governor last week, Governor Kevin Stitt signed HB 10006. No, I said too many zeros. 1006 today. This was last week to help Oklahoma farmers and ranchers overcome challenges created by this year's extreme drought conditions. Specifically, the bill appropriates $20 million to the Emergency Drought Relief Fund. HB 1006 went into effect immediately upon the governor's signature. He said this year's extreme drought conditions have created unprecedented challenges for our agriculture producers. And as governor, I will always do everything I can to support Oklahoma grape farmers and ranchers, the governor said. I'm proud to have partnered with the legislation to deliver this much needed relief. Agriculture producers across the state are being impacted by the severe drought that has persisted through the spring and summer. These funds will allow them to implement conservation practices and provide essential water and forage to livestock to withstand this drought and be prepared for the future. Like I said, I'll have more on this Wednesday with the North Fork Conservation District out of Sayre. Will come on the show with me Wednesday, and I'm going to say, looking at what I seen, the breakdown, how that's all broke down, each county is getting a share. There's not one county going to get more than the others of the original money they got here. But after they see what's going on, if some of the other counties, like in southwestern Oklahoma, down there around Harmon County and Jackson County, if they need some more help, there's going to be a, looks like, if I read this right, more money available after this original money. So anyway, I'll let the professional tell you about it coming up here Wednesday. Be fun. I've heard come on and talk about it. All right, let's go move on. What time is it? Let's see here. I have one text line person wanting to know if I have any of the harvest numbers yet, and I don't, but I will have them for you tomorrow. How many deer have been harvested so far during bow hunting season? Be interesting to see what's been harvested so far, and then see what gets harvested this weekend when all the little kids are out getting their little fee on it. I wonder how many fathers that got five-month-old babies are going to be out taking pictures with the big buck that their five-month-old baby killed, huh? Shot. I see that on Facebook all the time. Pretty humor stuff, but now it'll be fun. All right, let's look at some reports here from Texas and Oklahoma last week on the summaries from all the stockyards that reported. In Texas, compared to last week, yearlings were not well tested, but mostly steady. Steer and heifer calves sold $4 to $10 lower. Trade activity and demand was moderate. Rain in the area brought cooler temperatures and caused a wide price gap between weaned and non-weaned. We've been seeing that a couple weeks now here. Slaughter cows and bulls were $2 to $6 lower. Supplies included 83% feeder cattle, 13% slaughter cattle, and 4% replacement cattle. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was at 65%. All right, Texas, 7,761 head sold through the sale barns last week compared to 5,586 the week before and 6,242 the year before. Now let's just check out a few head here we got here. Let's start with some 400 pounders. 421 average weight steers brought these brought 214, and then some 439 unwinged, $81.16. That's quite a gap there. 500 pounds 531s brought up to 196. Some 506 brought up to $1.86. So there's 10 cents difference, and those were $1.86 when we were unwinged. 600 pounders, 634, 179, 615, unwinged, 168. Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers were steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers steady to $4 lower. Demand was moderate to good. Steer and heifer calves, $3 to $6. Demand moderate for calves. Market finished higher at the end of the week as cattle futures moved higher and slaughter cows. Cattle prices moved higher. Weather remains dry, but finally some rain in the forecast for the next several days around Oklahoma and more fall-like temperatures. Slaughter cows were $4 to $8 lower. Slaughter bulls, $5 to $7 lower. Supply in Oklahoma was 81% feeder cattle, 17% slaughter cattle, and what do we got here? 2% replacement cattle and 2% bred heifers. Feeder supply over 600 pounds was 43%. 40,461 head sold at sale barns in Oklahoma last week compared to 38,000 the week before and almost 29,000 a year ago. Let's just check out a few of these before we take a break. Come back with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Oh, yeah, I stopped there, too. Yeah, I stopped everywhere. I stopped at Western Equipment, too. Somebody stole the tube off my no-till drill because they just don't fall off, and that's a pretty new drill. So I had to stop by and get a new tube. Let's see, 424 weights was bringing up to 209. So 476 up to $1.94. Some 548s brought a $1.91. They were thin fleshed. Check this out. 526, $186. 536 unweaned, $166.38. That's a pretty good hit right there. And that's about it. So anyway, when I come back, I'll have your weather update, your long ranger forecast. But first, let's see what Jerry's got going.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, October the 4th, we sold 1,547 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, October the 6th, we sold 4,095 calves and feeders for a total of 5,642 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 70 up to 83. Then cows bring 40 to 64, with the bulls bringing 75 to 103. 2 to 8-year-old bred cows, 785 to 1025, with their 2 to 8-year-old pairs, 1160 to 1375. Hunter steer cattle, 350 to 4-weight steers, 195 to 206. 4 to 450, 193 to 209. 5 to 550, 169 to 183. 6 to 650, 160 to 163. 7 to 750 steers, 166 to 177.5. 8 to 850, 165 to 168.5. 53 steers weighing 867, bring 174. Whether 9 to 950 steers, 161 to 169. 1,000 to 1,100 pound steers, 149.50 to 160. Hunter heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 157 to 168. 4 to 450, 159.5 to 167. 5 to 550, 149 to 155. 6 to 650, 141 to 150. 7 to 750, 158.5 to 166. With their 8 to 850 heifers, 154.50 to 157. 859 weight heifers, 154.50 to 157.5. Good market, big demand on them. Long time wean feeder cattle off grass. 7 to 750 steers, top 177.5. 53 steers, 867, brought 174. 9 to 950 steers, topped 169. With their 7 to 750 heifers, topping 166. For this Tuesday, October 11th, we will have 70 bred cows and pairs. We've got another 40 bred cows. We've got 25 young pairs. More by sell time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp, Thanksgiving Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 3rd. 2,125 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 348 brought 195. 3 at 405 brought 174. 12 at 493 brought 160. 17 at 601 brought 173. 6 at 678 brought 146.50. 9 at 708 brought 140. 26 at 762 brought 173.75. 4 head of heifers at 336 brought 166. 12 at 415 brought 155. 10 at 450 brought 151. 8
8 at 561 brought 157, 12 at 597 brought 162, 54 at 600 brought 154, 37 at 656 brought 163, butcher cows were 10 to 76, butcher bulls brought 45 to 104.50, bred cows were 1100 to 1400, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To get signed, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 30th. 2,674 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 339 brought 206. 8 at 531 brought 160. 5 at 571 brought 164. 7 at 619 brought 158.50. 15 at 694 brought 157. 4 at 746 brought 160. 5 at 877 brought 125.50. 5 head of heifers at 310 brought 175. 16 at 451 brought 166.50. 6 at 478 brought 156. 5 at 560 brought 150.50. 7 at 619 brought 140. 25 at 840 brought 152. 5 at 1004 brought 125. Butcher cows were 10 to 74.50. Butcher bulls brought 52 to 111. Bred cows were 450 to 1535. Pairs brought 1025 to 1860. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. So, and 60% chance of showers today. I think it's dwindled down. We got it this morning, maybe. Hopefully, we have some more come in. 73 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of storms. Tomorrow, breezy and 79. Winds will be gusting up 30 miles an hour out of the south tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, breezy, 77. Thursday, 75. Friday, 79. Saturday, 81. Sunday, 82. Oh, our beautiful Tara up front. She's getting married this weekend, so it looks like she's going to have a gorgeous day to get married. I think she's getting married on the golf course at Sayre. Kind of be kind of unique and different. So, anyway, we'll see how good a time we all have over there, because all of the employees here are loyal to each other. So we'll be all over there at the wedding celebrating her new life in front of her with a husband. Anyway, everything will be good. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, Jared Athan, our man here. He's our news man here. Well, he handed me this. You guys all know he's a member of the Elk City Rotary Club. They are having their 2022 annual Elk City Rotary Raffle. It'll be drawing at Christmas in the Park on Saturday, December 10th. So you got plenty of time to get a ticket, but you better get them before they sell out. The drawing will be at 8 o'clock that Saturday evening. Here's the kicker. Here's the good stuff. Taylor Ranch, you know, one of my sponsors for the Happy Cap Hour here Wednesday, and some of the best people I know around here, has provided them with a whole side of beef for first and freezer for first prize. Second prize is a quarter of a beef, and third prize is a quarter of a beef, and then the fourth prize will be 500 chamber bucks. You do not need to be present to win, but if for any information, just you need to buy tickets, contact any Elk City Rotary Club member to purchase, and they're $25 a ticket. That's a lot of beef. That's, and what better time to get some beef is for not for Christmas. How about that? Anyway, you can call here at the radio station. They'll probably get you in touch with Jared to get tickets there. So anyway, $25, a half a beef and a freezer. then a quarter beef and a quarter beef, and then $500 chamber beef. That'd be bucks. That'd be awesome. All right, where do we want to go from here? I seen something I wanted to talk about. You guys that are into tractors, collections, the antiques and stuff like that, if you'll get on successfulfarming.com and look for a story that came out last, this is the 10th, so it came out last Friday on the 7th, and it's a gentleman, Ryan Rusnick. He's at Tractor Zoom. Anyway, there's a gentleman down there, what's his name, Stu Paquet, I hope I say that right. He's got a Q in it. I know I said that right. He has one of the most legendary collections of all IH tractors in the United States. He's got a museum set up down there, but he passed away about 6 months ago. And from what I read on this article, I think the family is going to sell off his collection. And it's really cool. He had fun doing this. He moved in from New England down to Florida back in the 70s, started a paving company, and then he sold out in 98. And in 2004, he bought a tractor, a Farmall 560, at the age of 66 years old. The intention was just to fix it up and use it to maintain his acreage. On a family trip back up to Vermont, he noticed a collection of red tractors lined up on the back road near the town of Derby. He fell in love and pretty much instantly marched up the door and asked to speak to the owner. The lady who answered it looked at him and said, "No, we're about to sit down to dinner. Come back later," he said. So he came back later, and this museum it looks like a 1940s Farmall tractor dealership, complete with a parts counter, the whole nine yards. It's pretty cool. Looks like he has 220 tractors that he's going to be selling. All of them looks like they're Farmalls, the best I can see. He even had a little tractor that he was pulling barrels around, painted up like other tractors. Of course, there's a John Deere and an International in there, and an Alice Chandler. But anyway, this guy had fun, and the kids loved it. So check it out. If you're a collector, looks like the family's going to sell it all. They said they just want to make sure that these tractors go to people who care for them, because it looks like none of the rest of the families have got anything going on in there. So anyway, check out that article. It's pretty cool to read if you're a tractor enthusiast. All right. Where do we want to go from here? We know it's all coming. We got frost coming up later on this month or earlier next month, but you need to be prepared for cautions for cattle grazing frosted forages. When some forages are frosted, the potential for bloat, toxicity, and nitrates may increase for grazing cattle. And we were just talking about this because of the drought, and now we're talking about it because of frost. When grazing alfalfa in the fall, bloat remains a potential problem, especially during the first 3 to 5 days after alfalfa has been exposed to freezing temperatures. In general, the risk of bloat will be minimal only after a significant portion, about 50 to 70% of the alfalfa top growth, has been frozen and dried. The fall freeze down is often a slow process, with many freezes over several weeks. The time it takes to reach this point where 50 to 70% of the alfalfa top growth has been frozen and dry will depend on the severity of the freezes and the amount of the actual standing alfalfa. Number one, prussic acid. When grazing sorghums, forage, or grain, sorghums, Sudan grass hybrids, Sudans, certain conditions may cause livestock to be poisoned by prussic acid. Frost is one of these conditions. Plants that are frozen may release high concentrations of prussic acid for several days. After the plant wilts, prussic acid release from the plant tissues will decline. This you should remove cattle before a frost and then wait several days, 5 to 7 after a frost, to turn livestock onto the species to graze. And don't forget, get it tested. Man, just go get it tested. It don't take that much time. Pearl millet and foxtail millet have not caused prussic acid poisoning, and prussic acid has not been found in these plants. Prussic acid production potential may increase with high nitrogen rates. Nitrates. Frost interferes with normal plant growth and can cause nitrates to accumulate in plants that are still growing, especially grasses like oats, millet, sorghums, and Sudan grass. If high nitrates are present in the plants, they undergo a total killing freeze. The nitrate level will remain in these plants, and testing the forage is highly recommended. Got any more questions about frost and you want to learn about it, go to beef.unl.edu. The music is playing. My wife tell me, don't forget. That's her favorite word, forget. Anyway, you guys have a great day. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO and 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. God bless.
Kick it into overdrive.
Cool. This is KECO Elk City.
Of words with Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Russian Foreign Ministry accusing Washington of encouraging a bellicose mood in Ukraine and warning the more that continues, the harder it'll be to find diplomatic solutions. This